If you step out of the sunlight into Crossover Arcega's cafe, you will see shadows lining the walls, or rather an exhibition of framed photographs of shadows taken by teacher Amy Eversole and Joy Caffrey, who works with the shadow side of human nature.
The show came from a workshop that I did with Amy Eversole in collaboration called Me and My Shadow, helping us to explore those aspects of ourselves that we don't want to necessarily look at but want to bring into light to help shift them from unconsciousness to consciousness.
And once in our awareness, those shadows, basic psychotherapy teaches, will no longer trigger things like bad dreams, addictions, compulsions, even perversions.
Our shadow and our ego get developed in tandem with each other when we're little infants and children growing, and when we do actions that support our self-care and give us feedback that that's okay, then that information goes into our ego and we allow ourselves to express that way. At the same time, when we take some action that some parent or caregiver or someone in our life the expression of it didn't get our needs met, then that gets stuffed into our shadow of, oh, that's not a way I'm supposed to express myself. So your shadow doesn't necessarily all have to be bad or negative things. It's just the interpretation of, that wasn't a way that got my needs met at some point in life, right? And so our shadow, there's an expression called your golden shadow. It's also the aspects of you that are also in hiding, but they might be your more positive aspects that you also project onto other people.
The golden shadow are the hidden positive features of our personalities, which once recognized can also be integrated so that the individuation process or creative process may proceed. The golden shadow are what Joy Caffrey and Amy Eversole coaxed out of their workshop recipients, which also inspired this exhibition.
And the entire show first, or the entire concept, started from Amy taking a photo of herself, a shadow on Mount Sequoia, then writing a poem about it, sharing the poem with me, and then me just seeing that this is a doorway into something big. And we've been running with it since, and it's been really wonderful.
Workshops are routine for Joy Caffrey. She operates an energy healing center out of her East Street Fayetteville office. The National Institute of Health defines energy healing as CAM, complementary and alternative medicine. During a session, Joy uses hands-on techniques and toning as a means of accessing information and as a catalyst for movement within a client's energy field. She's also a certified yoga instructor.
Both Amy and I are seekers of knowledge and self-awareness as something that we value and want to operate from for our own clarity and authenticity. And so in that search for our own authenticity and owning our wholeness is where this workshop started from.
I just really wanted to get to know myself better. I felt like I was missing something.
Amy Eversole's a cognitive skills trainer, ultimate frisbee player, public school teacher, actor, and as it turns out, budding artist, this being her first exhibit.
And for me, I guess it probably started with I had ovarian cancer a few years ago, and I am 2.5 years cancer-free, very good. But after that, I bought myself a camera, and I took myself on a solo vacation, and the photography started. And then I came back, I was at Mount Sequoia, and I turned around from trying to take the sunset picture, and that's what happened, was that picture with the shadow. My shadow shone up with the leaves and a rock wall and the gate, and I saw it there, and I took the picture, got very intrigued with what shadow meant to a person, and I wrote a poem. I shared it with Joy, and the first words out of her mouth were, "Oh, I see a workshop in that."
This is a first collaboration for Joy Caffrey. She holds a fine arts degree from the prestigious Rhode Island School of Design. From there, she worked for the Joseph Del Guadio Design Studio in New York City, eventually opening her own company in Seattle before settling here about 12 years ago. Joy and her husband, Tim, have created a flock of children, and one of her sons agreed to be a shadow model.
It's more of the spontaneous process of, there's one with my son holding a root, and it was just like me grabbing what was around me and just playfully throwing in his hands, and it all happened within 5 minutes, and there's four very different images, all striking and dynamic. There's one of him with his head down, arms spread wide, kind of engaging two trellises that can look prison-like, and one of a pitchfork. I'm excited about the process of those and how they turned out. I love that art talks to me. It's a dialogue. You know, I start something, I don't know what it's going to be. The camera shows me something. When it comes out, it's a really back-and-forth process.
Most of the photographs are illustrated with quotes, some written by Joy and Amy, others by historical figures, including Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Winnie the Pooh, and of course the famous dream analyst Carl Jung. Joy Caffrey does a lot of dream work in her practice, she says.
I do a lot of dream work, or I've been a lucid dreamer my entire life, and so so I think this is just it's part of my nature, understanding this. And moving information from subconscious to consciousness is something I'm gifted with, and helping people to do it and giving them the tools to empower themselves into their wholeness and into their authority is something that I'm interested in sharing with the world.
While enjoying the reception, patrons listened to Jeff Olsner, a local poet and musician, play his harmonium. Joy Caffrey says it was Jeff who encouraged them to share their shadow. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Do not leave me alone here in the shadows. I ask myself to come into this room. Perhaps tonight I shall open. The stranger is going to see. From the hag and hungry goblin that into rags would rend ye. All the spirits that stand by the naked man in the Book of Moons, defend ye. Sound senses, ye never be forsaken, nor wander from yourselves with Tom abroad to beg your bacon. So I do sing any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing condemned. Oh, maid, be not afraid, for Tom will injure nothing. Host of furious fancies, whereof I am commander, with a burning spear and a horse of air, in the wilderness I wander. By night of ghosts and shadows, I summon damned to tourney 10 leagues beyond the
poem, Tom of Bedlam's song, an old medieval poem set to music by myself, the shadowy singer, songwriter of the occasion.